This is part two of coverage from the Highland County Board of Supervisors May meeting. The board heard a presentation by Henry Budzinski on a proposal to create the Shenandoah Mountain National Scenic Area. The area is national forest, about 90,000 acres, between Route 250 and Route 33 in Augusta County, Rockingham County, and part of Highland County. Being designated a National Scenic Area would protect the land from industrial development, while all current uses, mostly recreational, would continue. The board was asked to support a resolution as part of a proposal to Congress to request the designation. Other jurisdictions in the area have already provided their support. The board tabled the issue to give it more review. The board voted to accept a proposal for renewal of the PHI Air Care membership. The renewal is for 2,200 households, and the fee will be $9 per membership, which is a $2 increase. The membership cost is paid by the county. The Planning Commission is bringing the transportation section of the comprehensive plan into compliance with state code, and the Board of Supervisors was asked to compile a list of needed road improvements. The goal is to identify road projects that are outside of the VDOT 6-year improvement plan, since other funding may become available. County Attorney Melissa Dowd reported that she has reviewed a letter sent from Nelson County to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission urging Dominion to release property easements it obtained for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The pipeline was canceled last July. The board is considering submitting a similar letter to FERC and will review the issue more at its next work session. And the board appointed Cappy Hull to the Blue Ridge Community College Board, and it also appointed Coressa Malcolm to the Local Emergency Planning Committee. To hear part one of coverage from the May Highland County Board of Supervisors meeting, visit our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. I'm Bonnie Ralston for Allegheny Mountain Radio News.